So on. So then this. Here's to be aware of what you're doing. And you need to be. Why? Because otherwise you get swallowed up. Why do you get swallowed up? You get swallowed up because this world is a physical place, and you'll get swallowed up into physicality. Unless you take the bull by the horn and you take charge, you will get swallowed up in physicality. So, therefore, you have to be aware of what you're doing. Awareness means that you can control your decisions. How do you control decisions? You control decisions by making your decisions, neshama dikah decision. You control your decisions by making decisions, neshama dikah decisions, and not yetzahara dikah decisions, which is a good dikah decisions. And that's what we're learning what he means here. Yirmiyahu would complain about the people in his generation. They would not pay attention to what they were doing. Mahi. They never pay attention to their actions to make a conscious decision to decide what are they doing. Like an animal. What does an animal do? He follows his instinct. He says, "Okay, so essentially, that's what they would do also. They were basically following their instinct. Okay? Okay, I'm in the beginning of the years. I'm not? Yeah, I'm good. So basically, they would fall into the. He's saying very clearly here one thing, okay? The opposite of Zahiris is acting without thinking. That's the opposite of Zahiris. Zahiris means you're aware of what you're doing, and the opposite of Zahiris is you're unaware of what you're doing. And this is part of the tachbul of the Yetzirah. One of the calculations and the techniques of the Yetzirah is to get people so busy. And they can't, therefore, they cannot make a calculation. They cannot take an accounting of their actions. He knows that if they would pay even a small amount of attention, they would realize that what they're doing is not good. It's a very big chiddush. Mr. Shulam here says a very big chiddush. He says the only reason why we don't stop sinning is because, not because we're not able to. People think, well, I'm not able to stop. Yeah, there is a level a person gets to addiction or something. But basically, it's not because I can't stop. It's because I'm not paying enough attention to know if I should stop. Not really on top of myself. I kind of just go with the flow. I'm not taking an accounting of it. I'm doing what?
Life is busy.
Life is busy. I'm doing what I'm doing. It is what it is. What's it called? I'm doing what I'm doing, and I don't have enough time to think and calculate and decide if what I'm doing is the correct thing or not. In the middle of what happens if you don't calculate? You follow your instinct. What's your instinct? Your goof. You end up following your gashmias. Okay. Now. He doesn't explain over here one point, which is why is it that Torah will bring a person to Zahiris? That was what the Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair said. The Torah brings to Zahiris.
I would speculate that if you know that there's an accounting for your soul, then you would be a little bit more aware of the danger you put it in. And that you come to through Torah, is the idea of the eternal soul, and that the soul has an ultimate reckoning.
Okay, good. So I want to read to you the other sefer, what he writes here for a moment. I'm not sure that he really explained it here. Maybe he does. Maybe in I don't think he really explains it here. He says, tatbia will become your teva. Tatbia boidach. So there's two or three ways to understand what he's saying here. He's saying if a person learns Torah, his Darchei Hashem will become second nature to him. And by Darchei Hashem becoming second nature to him, he will open up his eyes to understand the Chomer of the Avodah. So there's a few ways to understand this. We'll go from Kala to Kavod, we'll say three Biurim in this. Okay? Beer number one is if you learn the Sugya of Shabbos, you're more aware of the details of Hilchos Shabbos. Memela now, you're going to be able to know to be aware of. That's the most basic understanding of what he's saying. But that won't help if you're learning Zvachim. Because if you're learning Zvachim, what does that have to do with Zahiris in how to keep Shabbos? So that first Pshat is not going to help. Okay? Doesn't matter. Maybe he's not talking like that. But the second Pshat is, because you see the detail, the tremendous importance that the Torah gives to everything. When you learn any part of Torah, you become more sensitive to the fact that everything matters. There's nothing that is goes for naught. Right? You could have is right. Is Malika B'Yamin? Is Malika B'Smoil? What part of Mizbeach? This, that. Every detail and every word, and you start realizing how there's nothing. Nothing, there's no minutia in Torah. Everything is important. Everything is tremendous. And you get a tremendous amount of sensitivity to the chashivas of every single detail of part of Torah. And therefore, how could you go about your day and not pay attention to what's going on? Everything is like coming out at you. And it's like, how much time we spent to decide about, these little details, which seem to be very, very, it's minutia and Torah. There's no trivia. Oh. Nothing trivial in Torah. And then, but pr probably the third, and probably most deep and most true pshat is what you were saying, which is that when a person learns Torah, they become more aware of their neshama. Automatically, you become a more of a spiritual person. If you become more of a spiritual person, the way we're learning Zahiris is that you allow yourself to decide on your neshama side if this is what I want to do or not. It becomes a neshama decision. And once it's a neshama decision, it's a different type of decision. And the mela person that acts and lives Torah will automatically be more connected to their neshama. Once you're more connected to your neshama, then your decisions will be automatically including the neshama in the decision-making process. Right? You hear that? So I think that fits into this. It's interesting how he totally skips that, in my opinion, at least. Seems to me that he's skipping that over in the main sefer. He didn't like say that those few lines, but here he says it. Okay. Okay. So what is so he says here, Big Chiddush. He says the Yitzhar knows that if you will pay attention to your deeds, if you will pay attention to what you do, then. So what you're doing in life, if you will end up paying attention to that, you will automatically be more nizar. And the reason you're not being nizar is only because you're not really paying attention. Okay. And then he brings down the famous things. Then Me'ain Atzas Paroi, Rasha, Shamar Tichbar Avoid Al Anashim, Yasubav Yishub Adivir Sheker. It's a fascinating. The first thing Paroi wanted to do was get the people busy. There's a fascinating letter that is attributed to the Rambam. It's unclear if it is the Rambam, but it's called the Igaris HaRambam, and it was reprinted now with footnotes. I just bought it, actually. Not Muchach, this is the Rambam, but they claim it was a Rambam letter that he wrote to his son, Rav Avraham ben HaRambam. Yeah. And over there, he says that Paroi is the Yetzer Hara. Anytime it says in Tanakh, Paroi means the Yetzer Hara. Which, according to that, Mamish is unbelievable what they said, what the Messiah Hashem is saying over here. The Paroi, Yetzer Hara, means that Ze Eitzas Paroi, Tichbar Avoid Al Anashim, Yeyasu Baba, Yishu Medir Shaka. That is the eights of the Yitzhara, that he doesn't want us to think. And I believe that because the more and more the world gets, more and more, there's a very big relationship, there's a better word in relationship, but correlation between the decadence of the world and the tremendous, lack of real of understand of whatever moral value, whatever, and the amount of time that the way the media takes up all your time. Because lately, as time goes on, we have less and less time to think, because we're taken we're taken over by everything around
Distracted
us.
all day.
We're distracted all day in
Exactly.
your car while you're walking. While there's no time to actually think, man. And at the same time as that's going on, the world's falling into deep depths of lack of
Depravity.
depravity. So maybe there's a correlation between them. Because the less you could think, the less you realize what you're doing in
But he
such
says Paro is the eight is means eight.